Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Most of us have heard of the 10 plagues of Egypt, the plagues God inflicted so that Pharaoh would finally set the Israelites free. These plagues, they are sensational. The Nile River turning to blood, 3 days of total darkness, and then the death of all the firstborn sons. Now, the first point of these plagues was practical. They were inflicted to convince Pharaoh to give the Israelites their freedom. But then Pharaoh hardened his heart, and he insisted on keeping the Israelites in slavery. So the severity of the plagues kept escalating. But there was another purpose to the plagues. The plagues symbolized something important. They signified God's supremacy over the false gods of Egypt. And that matters not only to the Israelites and the Egyptians, it also matters to us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. In Exodus chapter 12, just as God is preparing to implement the final plague against the Egyptians, he says, "Thus will I render judgment on all the gods of Egypt." How is that? The 10 plagues obviously show that God is mightier than Pharaoh, and that Pharaoh will only bring about his own destruction by opposing God. But the plagues also show that God is mightier than the false gods of Egypt. The Egyptians, like other pagan nations, worshipped the things of nature and things that they had made themselves. That's one of the reasons God has to bring the Israelites out of Egypt in order that they might worship God. As Moses says to Pharaoh, Israelite worship involved sacrificing animals which the Egyptians considered to be gods. But since the Egyptians won't allow the Israelites to leave, God has to expose the falsity and weakness of the Egyptian idols. So, for example, the Egyptians worship the Nile River as a god. And to show everyone the Nile River is not a god, the real god turned the Nile into blood. The Egyptians worshipped the sun. And to show everyone the sun is not a god, the real god turned out the lights for 3 days. The Egyptians worshipped Pharaoh and the firstborn son of the Pharaoh. And God showed everyone that neither Pharaoh nor his son was a god by allowing him to die, and Pharaoh couldn't stop it. In fact, each of the plagues was against one of the false gods of the Egyptians. So do you see that the plagues were revelations of the emptiness of what the Egyptians worshipped? Now, can you imagine what a plague in our own time would look like if God decided to bring our idols crumbling to their feet? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. What are the false gods of our society? What are our false gods? What do we pretend is the most important thing? More important than the true God? What would our plagues look like? Well, as a society, we certainly place the gaining of wealth as a priority over God. We worship money and saving for retirement. Imagine a plague that just evaporated everyone's savings and retirement account, and everyone just had to start from scratch again. That would freak a lot of people out. We worship sex, particularly recreational sex, without consequences. What if everyone's contraceptives suddenly stopped working and everybody's sterilizations were suddenly reversed? That would freak a lot of people out too. We tend to spend all our free time looking for mindless entertainment. What if God made it impossible to watch any news or shows or sports again? Imagine if God crashed YouTube. People would have a tough time with that too. We tend to worship health and freedom. What if there was a plague? Imagine a plague that made everyone terrified of getting sick and forced everyone to stay in their homes all day. Oh wait, that kind of happened, didn't it? And we freaked out. These kinds of things wouldn't just be inconvenient for our society, they would show our society what it was attached to in a disordered way, what our idols were. But the main question isn't what is society to attach to. The main question is this: what are we personally to attach to? What do we love or want more than we want God? Those are the things that are our idols. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. When God sent the plagues to Egypt, it was a chance for the Egyptians and the Israelites to rethink who was God and what wasn't. More importantly, it was a chance to rethink what they wanted most. Things of this world or the true God. Whenever God sends us a trial, a health trial, a relationship trial, a financial trial, a reputation trial, it's our opportunity to rethink what we want most, God or this created thing. If these trials overwhelm us, that's a sign that we want some achievement and the recognition and the reputation more than we want God, or that we want good health more than we want God, or that we want some physical pleasure or security more than we want God. That's why every trial from God is a gift, because it's a chance to remember that there is only one true God, and that He is the only thing we absolutely need. A personal plague is a gift because it topples our false idols and it gives us a chance to return to the only true God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. We can define a false idol as something which is not God, but which we feel like we can't do without. So what is the thing you feel like you can't do without? What is that thing you're absolutely terrified of losing? That's the thing that's most likely to be a false idol for you. What is the thing that wakes you up at 3 a.m.? That's your false idol. Now, I know the three things I want more than God. These are the things I worry about losing, that make me angry when they are threatened, and for which I become overly sad when I lose them. These are my disordered attachments, my idols. Now, I'm not going to tell you my three. That's for my confessor and my spiritual director. But I know them, and I'm dealing with them. Do you know what your idols are? Can you name them? Are you dealing with them? Lent is the time to work to put to death our disordered attachments. In other words, to purify our hearts from false idols. So is there any penance you can do, any little sacrifice that will show you at least a little bit that at the end of the day you can do without this thing, or at least you can do with less of this thing? Can you do with less money, with less comfort, less professional activity, less variety of food and drink, less attention from others? Getting rid of false idols is the first step to drawing closer to the Lord, and that's what the Lenten mortifications are all about. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, you know, Our Lady has asked us to do two things, to pray the rosary every day and to pray with others, to form rosary groups. So I really want to invite everyone this Lent to answer the call of Our Lady to do these two things. Now, we have some really special Lenten meditations each day with the Rosary Podcast, plus we will be praying the rosary live each night at 7 p.m. Central Time on our free app, Daily Rosary Meditations. And then, secondly, if you'd like to join a rosary group, or if you need helpful tips to start your own rosary group, or maybe the people in your life, they're just not interested in the rosary or even Jesus yet, we even have strategies to help you, and we can give you personal help. All you have to do is click Lent 2025, the link below, Lent 2025, and Nick will give you personal help to take your next right step this Lent.
So what did that meditation make you reflect on, other than your idols?
Well, I went to confession this morning,
mm-hmm.
and they usually form part of my confession. So I got cleansed for today, so I'm not thinking about them.
That's good.
I was actually thinking about our menu for Sunday.
Oh, good. You've got a couple days to prepare. What you working on?
That's what I was struggling with.
Can I be a little worm in your ear?
Yeah.
I think you should make chocolate cake again, because I didn't get any last week.
I actually wanted to make another chocolate cake because I made a big mistake this week.
What'd you do? I certainly didn't hear any complaints from anyone.
Well, I made chocolate butter frosting.
Yeah.
But the problem was I used salted butter and I added salt.
Yeah.
You can't do both. Now, if people like kind of a chocolate salty combo,
mm-hmm.
it was really good. But it was just a little too salty.
Is there any left?
There is a piece left if you wanted to try.
You should try this cake.
Yeah, you should try it. But it was the frosting was a little too salty. So I want to do it again and back it off.
What a labor of love.
And this last time I used gluten-free flour for your brother John.
Mm-hmm.
But this time I want to just use straight wheat flour.
Because he's had enough cake.
I want to try it. But
doesn't that mean you couldn't eat it?
No, I can eat So this crazy thing. I cannot eat any flour from America, but I can eat flour from Europe. So if I'm in France or Israel, I can eat flour. So I get this really good Russian flour that I buy locally here at this Ukrainian market, and I can eat that. So I want to make it out of, and I don't know if I want to do just a straight chocolate cake or maybe.
I'm kind of excited about the chocolate. What? Why did you start making these desserts for the family?
Very one simple reason.
You like sugar.
No, very, very, very simple reason, and that is that we can't live without friendship and family and community. We just can't. We can't live. And I want a strong friendship with my wife and my adult kids and my parents. And one of the most human things to do is have a meal.
I think there's also something unique about going the extra mile for people. As in not just like going out to eat with people, but really sitting down and making a nice dinner, even if it takes so much time and it's exhausting, that really counts for something and people are so much more appreciative. But there's almost this, not in a bad way, there's this give and take where people are more likely to be present and be conversational and appreciative when they know that you've made it.
Well, and I think one of the most important things to say to our friends, our family, our loved ones is, I think you're super special. And the way I'm going to show you that you're super special, I'm going to go the extra mile and I'm going to make something special for you.
This is the point of celebration, I think, that we get the two sort of reversed, where we think it's all about the celebration, it's all about the thing you're celebrating, it's all about the
It's
people.
about the people.
But that doesn't mean you should get rid of the celebration. You should still go out of your way, make a nice cake, make a pie, make dinner, make food, and invite people.
And
You're going to get a very different result.
it's really not that hard. My new favorite thing to cook in is the Dutch oven. 'Cause it's so easy. You can take a roast, put a couple of cups of water in the bottom of the roast, and take a roast. Rub it with avocado oil, put your spices on it, sear it on every side, throw it in the Dutch oven at 375, and it just cooks. And about 90 minutes before it's done, throw your carrots in. 30 minutes before it's done, throw your potatoes in, and you got a full meal right there. It's so easy.
It's so delightful.
But the
I always forget that God did really make a very delightful world, and we should be delighting in it.
Yeah, but I love that my mom and dad, your grandparents, they come over an hour before, and we gives us a chance. I make them a cup of coffee. They help with the last minute
You're telling me
preparation
if I come
food.
early, I get coffee?
You get coffee, and I get a chance to talk to them. Then everybody shows up, and we eat and we talk, and then. My favorite part is that we gather around Mary, we pray a rosary together. And it's a simple rosary because we got little kids. We got four little kids that are there.
But I love to see 3-year-old. Is he three?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's three. Elliot doesn't really know the words, but he just kind of moves his mouth and then he says amen. And I love to see it.
Yeah, he's trying. He's trying. Even Murray was babbling with the prayers. But this to me is the greatest. This is the highlight of my week. Inviting everybody, never pressuring, leaving them free. Don't make a big deal if they don't show up. Make a nice meal, make a dessert. Be happy there. Have good conversation. Pray the rosary. It's so easy. Now, It took a long time.
Man, I think hosting is always such an uphill battle of not fighting with making the food and cleaning the house and getting all that stuff. I think the hard thing is the discouragement and the commitment and the frequency. You gotta go all in, but I know sometimes the hardest part for me is getting a lot of no's, or sometimes you invite people and they do show up, but they're not very appreciative, and you gotta just keep going.
Yeah, I made the decision that I was just going to do it. And it was a long time before everyone started coming.
But now there's the expectation. And I think as people, we do actually crave that stability, that frequency, that friendship. We want to be together. We've just got ourselves all turned around. We think we don't want it. We really do.
So you want chocolate cake this
I want
week?
chocolate cake this
Okay.
week.
I'll make another chocolate cake. I didn't have a mixer. I had to beat the daylight out of that frosting with a fork and a bowl.
Oh, I know exactly. Do you have to like make whipped cream essentially? Did you have to whip it?
With a fork.
Because that
I did not have an
I was
electric
making
mixer.
tiramisu recently,
Do you know why I
and I
didn't?
started whipping it with a fork, and I was looking at my roommate like I've done something terribly wrong. And then I pulled out a beater and I'm whipping it with the beater, and I'm still like, this is a liquid. I have made tiramisu soup, and like 7 minutes later, it was whipped cream. But man, I couldn't imagine how long that would take with a fork. You're insane.
Well, that's because I think Elliot ran off with
Yeah, that makes sense.
what do you call those
The
things?
whisk, the beater, the thing you put in the beater,
Yeah. What do we call that
that thing.
thing? So I would beat the frosting until I had carpal tunnel. Then I would hand it to Karen because Karen was here.
Well,
And
Karen's
then
a good
she
out.
would, until she had carpal tunnel, and we'd pass it back and forth.
Well, I'm gonna have to try that cake.
Well, there's one piece left.
Well, thank you for all that you've done.
It is a joy. Because, we are about friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.